Welcome to the Bravo Papers, a safe space for all us Bravo fans who love to analyze, deconstruct, and talk about our favorite Bravo shows ad nauseum. So join me, Bravo and Botox, and we'll catch up on all the Bravo news and read way too much into our favorite shows and Bravo celebrities. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Bravo Papers, Bravo Weekly News. Here with your Bravo gossip, you know, Bravo, what else? Gossip, news, tea, trying to think of the list. I know I'm late. It is Tuesday, June 18th. I'm late. I know. I shouldn't be, but I am. I had a very jam-packed Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. But yeah, I had a jam-packed weekend. You know, I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but my husband went back to school after, you know, kind of wanting to change careers, and his graduation was Monday. So I was busy with that and Father's Day, and it was just craziness. So here I am with your Tuesday news. I didn't want to leave you hanging because there's not a ton of news this week. Like last week, I find that always happens. It's like one week is crazy, the next week kind of slow, and then the next week's crazy. It's like off and on. But although there's not a lot, there are a couple really hot stories, for lack of a better word. There's a couple really, really good stories, juicy, that I wanted to cover. So the first one that I'm gonna get right into is a little bit of a continuation from last week. So if you remember, there were some blinds floating around about Mr. Kyle Cook, you know, cheersing to his divorce and what was the other one? Cheersing to his divorce and cheating. So there was something about like entrepreneur turned DJ, you know, something like that. And, you know, making out in a bar or seen with women or whatever, canoodling. I just thought of canoodling. But anyways, literally, like I posted or I uploaded the podcast, right, for Monday. And then I think it was on Monday, like later that day, there was a video that surfaced. So Face Reality 16 posted this video of Kyle. Well, what really looks like Kyle. Again, is there a chance in hell that it's not Kyle? Yeah, of course there is. But is it probably Kyle? Yes. Okay. So if you didn't see the video, it was floating around on Instagram. I did post it to my story. Face Reality 16 posted it, obviously. And then, you know, I think it ended up on Reddit and other places. So you can probably find it if you're, you know, dedicated and patient enough. If you really want to see it, you can DM me. I can find it in my archive and send it to you. So this video is floating around. Listen, there's not that much to see though, if I'm going to be honest with you. I'll give you a little description of the video. Basically, somebody took their phone out and was filming this. I mean, that alone to me is like, I don't know. It shows that somebody saw Kyle being inappropriate, or at least felt that what they were seeing was inappropriate for them to pull their phone out. Now, on the other hand, you can also just pull your phone out because you see a Bravo celebrity. But I'm going to assume that he was there most of the night. So I don't know, whatever. Okay. So somebody pulled their phone out. It is a dark bar. Okay. It's, you know, it's dark. They're in like a shadowy corner. So, but you can still see kind of what's happening. So it's the back of Kyle, but like kind of on an angle. So you can kind of see the side of his face, and it does legitimately look like him. And then there's some girl and she's like looking up at him, and then their faces come together really close. And it looks like my first thought was that they're whispering or just talking closely. Okay. Now, some people are like, oh, they could have gone in for like a little kiss or something. It's possible. You can't tell, though, just from this video. Like, you can't make a conclusive, you know, I don't know, final judgment, I guess, with what we have. But then, you know, he has puts his hand on her arm, upper arm, and he's like rubbing it or like stroking it. So, you know, it doesn't look great. I mean, if that was my husband, I'd feel some type of way. I'd be pissed. Yeah, there'd be a conversation. I'd really think he was cheating or that, you know, something happened that was inappropriate. And even if he did like kind of talk himself out of it or something, I would have been like, you still shouldn't even just say I decide I'm going to believe him that it was just like the arm touch. I'd be like, no, don't do that. That's inappropriate. Now, there's a lot of people who are like, well, you know, my guy friends will like touch my arm that way, or like, you know, it doesn't, or I've seen my boyfriend do that with like our female friends in our group, and what's the big deal? So listen, people have different standards and levels of what they are okay with and what they're not. And there are some people who are like super touchy, etc. I just don't think that's the case in this specific incident. Do I think that is possible in the world of just humanity? Yes. And human social interactions? Of course I do. Do I think that's the case in this specific case? No, I just don't. That's just my opinion. Again, you can disagree. Anybody can disagree. I'm just telling you my opinion based on the video and the blinds and things like that. Okay, now there's a few other reasons why I think it's something else. So let's start this with the fact that this is a bar in Charleston, and I just don't think anything good happens with Bravo men in Charleston. Call me jaded. But anyways, so along with this video, there's a blind. Okay. Or not even a blind. Sorry. I don't know why I said that. I meant to say there's DMs. Okay. So these are what the DMs to Face Reality 16 said. He was here for Loverboy. Basically, I guess Lamar's, as in Leva and Lamar's place. So I guess that's like a bar, whatever place they own. Sorry. I don't watch Southern Hospitality. I'm not like super familiar with like all those people and the name of the restaurant. I'm not in that world that much. Then the person who texted or DM'd Face Reality 16 said, I met Joe Bradley. He took us into the VIP section of Lamar's. In walks Whitney. Kyle, Leva was there. I have video. Kyle was making out basically like all over this one female in the corner. He was blasted. He said, where did y'all go last night? Do anything fun? And I said, oh, Lamar's. He goes, oh, I've heard that's a fun place. And then I was like, bitch, you were there. So basically, she ran into him at another place like the next day, Kyle's, and he was like, did you guys go last night? And the girl who DM'd Face Reality 16, so I guess it was like, witness this, was like, oh, Lamar's. And he was like, oh, I've heard that place is fun, like trying to pretend like he wasn't there. So the girl that he was making out with, according to this DMer, this anonymous DMer, was skinny, blonde, maybe Kyle's height, which that does match with the video. And then we see that this allegedly took place in November, and he was there. He was there. Kyle DJ set. Saturday, November 11th, so the same day this girl's claiming, Uptown Social, 10:30 to 11:30, Kyle DJ set. Okay, so there's that. And again, none of this is like 100% evidence or anything like that, but it just doesn't look great. So apparently this was all in the, like, you know, Face Reality 16 got some more details and basically said this was all in the VIP section of Lamar and Leva's place, Lamar's Sporting Club. The person who saw him at Lamar's went to the Loverboy event the next day. And that was when Kyle was like acting like he had never been to Lamar's before, by the way. So it was at a Loverboy event the next day. So the DM, the original DM that I had read, and this is, I do need to reread it. There is a reason, by the way, I'm not just reading this for no reason. I talked about it on last week's news episode. So it says, pseudonyms, please. Sip, sip. Subject, Let's cook. Message. The Bravo entrepreneur turned DJ was seen getting extra close with someone who wasn't his partner during a night out following an event for his company. Is another breakup in the cards this summer? Maybe she has reason to not want him out until on the town until 4 a.m. Okay. So, you know, that doesn't look good, obviously, right? So then, and I'm going to go in order, but we are going to come back to this DM for a reason. Okay, because Dumois is going to join this story soon. Okay. So basically then after that, okay, quickly after that, on Monday, we get a statement from a source close to Kyle and Amanda. They give their statement to Betches Media. And basically, long story short, it says that, you know, they are very much still together. So Kyle and Amanda are very much together. While Amanda was sadly not able to make it to Andrea's wedding, they have another destination wedding in Italy this summer, and they're looking forward to spending time away together. It's killing Kyle that he can't be with her right now as these rumors circulate. Okay, so listen, I don't understand why she didn't go to the wedding, okay? To me, that is more evidence that he did this than the fact that there's a video of him rubbing someone's arm. To me, her not going to the wedding in Italy is more suspect than anything. So, I don't know. People, here's the other thing. There's all these other things. She's in New Jersey. She was posting a lot of stories from New Jersey. Again, I didn't see these firsthand because she's blocked me. I just have to be honest with you all. Not because of this. She blocked me like 3 years ago. I can't even remember. Kyle hasn't, shockingly. But I don't think she likes memes that might be, you know, critical or making jokes about her, certainly, which totally fair. I do not get offended when a Bravo celebrity blocks me. I just don't like it because I want to be able to like check in and see what they're up to if I need to, like in cases like this, where I'm like, fuck, I want to bring my audience, you know, here's what Amanda was doing on these days, but I can't. So anyways, back to what I was talking about. I got off topic. I'm sorry. So yeah. So Amanda, according to Reddit and other people who've been watching her stories and DMs I've gotten and all that, she was posting from her parents' place a lot in New Jersey, which to me makes it even more suspect because clearly your parents could have taken care of the dogs. Cause a lot of people are like, oh, it's cause she didn't want to leave the dogs or whatever. And I'm like, well, she was there. She was in New Jersey. And then she's like, I don't know if she's just playing into the rumors or what they're doing, but then she's posting like something like Boys Lie, you know, merch that she was, I don't know, partnered with or something in the videos. Like you see her hand a couple times. There's no wedding ring. So, you know, stuff like that. Right. Now, again, all that could just be playing into it. To me, that stuff isn't as meaningful. What is meaningful, again, is not going to the wedding. It is so wild to me that they would confirm to Betches that they are together and that Amanda is not going to the wedding and would give no reason why. If there was a clear reason, like she has to stay with the dogs, or she has another family event or something like that, that, you know, interferes with the scheduling, they would say that. But I don't think there is. Like, I don't know. To me, that was very like, huh, this is weird. So I don't know. And then just her being at her parents. So, you know, a lot of stuff, right? There's just a lot of little things. And listen, every time there's been a lot of little things in the past, you know, like it does end up usually being something. It takes a while to come out, but there was a lot of little things that people were putting together with Kyle and Mauricio. There was a lot of little things that we noticed in retrospect with Rachel and Tom. So yeah, it's not exactly crazy to think that a bunch of little clues could equal something. And again, I'm very much of the camp of like, I don't trust any Bravo men ever. I learned my lesson with Tom Sandoval. I mean, I think I pretty much had already learned it anyways, but that was just the nail in the coffin. But there is no Bravo couple that I think is immune to something like this, no matter how much I love them or think they're a great couple. And listen, I don't blame people who don't want to believe it, because at the end of the day, that just means like we're kind of good people. We all want to believe in love. We all want to believe that people will do the right thing and that they won't cheat on each other. Like, we all have that, like a lot of us at least, not everybody, but a lot of us have that like hopeless romantic in us, right? Now, for me, that's been largely ruined by Bravo. And I do honestly and truly think that there is a correlation between like fame, money, status, and cheating. I've always thought that. Like, there is a reason that a lot of celebrities engage in open relationships. There's a reason that, you know, men are more likely to cheat the more power and money you give them. That is proven, right? I watched a documentary about it. I've talked about it on here before. It was really interesting. And it's not the only reason, but they are way more likely. And that's not just like celebrities, public eyes, like CEOs and like high level, you know, so like government officials or whatever, right? So it happens. And it's not crazy to think that a guy in the Bravo world would, you know, get all this attention and have all these people being like, oh my God, you know, and that they'd give in to that. Like, it's just really not that crazy. It's not. Okay. So here's the other big piece of this story is Dumois. Okay. So Dumois had put that blind out, the one that I reread you a few minutes ago. Now, the reason that that matters is because then Face Reality 16 puts out her post with the video and the DMs. And then we have Dumois going on her podcast and basically, you know, talking about that blind and addressing it. And this is like literally later that day on Monday, I think. A lot happened that day. Anyways, so basically what she said was that, first of all, she didn't realize that, okay, and this, I'm having a little trouble believing this, okay? So she didn't realize that the blind was about Kyle. I mean, really? It says, let's cook. How are we not thinking that's about Kyle? Like, literally everybody who I saw talking about the blind on the internet was making fun of how, and even I mentioned this on the podcast last week, how it does, it's not even a blind. They might as well just say Kyle Cook. An entrepreneur turned DJ. Who thinks that that's James Kennedy? Because Dumois was trying to say they thought it was about James Kennedy, right? So I'm like, he's just like a DJ. He's a busboy turned DJ. I don't know. He's a DJ, a busboy / DJ turned reality star. He's certainly not an entrepreneur. Like, I guess if you consider DJs and running their own business, if we're really going to get loose with the definition here, technically, you know, he owns his own, you know, James Kennedy brand, but it's not like entrepreneur is Kyle, like, come on. And there's even like mention of Summer in it. Like, it's so obviously Kyle. Like, that I can't, I'm sorry. I don't believe that. Okay. So basically Dumois says she wouldn't have posted it if she realized it was about Kyle. Okay. So a lot of people are, you know, were kind of pissed about that. So on the, you know, Face Reality 16 posted clips from Dumois podcast, and you can go, it's on her, on Face Reality 16's Instagram feed. You can go to the post where she put the Dumois clips, and there's, people are not impressed. So people are like, well, what, you're a gossip site, you pick and choose what you're going to post. you know, that's kind of bullshit. You're protecting certain people and others throwing them under the bus and just on and on and on. Okay. Anyways, I'll get into that more in a sec. So Dumois received the Charleston rumor. This is the other thing that she revealed basically a few weeks ago, but didn't post because she didn't want to hurt Amanda. So I guess there was a like, okay, so does that mean that was a different post? I'm thinking, I don't know. That's confusing to me because she did post that one and said she thought it was James Kennedy. Maybe these are two different blinds. Okay. Anyway, she didn't want to post it because she didn't want to hurt Amanda. Basically as well, there was another blind about Kyle, I guess, that had been posted by Dumois a year ago. And okay, so long story short, Dumois goes for a business meeting with some business associate, okay, unnamed business associate. And then that business associate, who's like, I guess Dumois was saying, like, she's not close with this business associate. They're not like friends. Like, they had like a lunch or a meeting. And then Kyle asks the business associate to ask Dumois to take the blind down. And so I guess Dumois complied and did take it down, but it was up. And she says that she just thought it was really weird and just like it rubbed her the wrong way or left a bad taste in her mouth or whatever, that Dumois would, or it's not Dumois, sorry, that Kyle would not just ask her directly. Like, why not just ask me like straight up, you know, and send me a message, right? So she was, I guess, turned off by that, basically, she says. The other thing she says is that she basically confirms it's true. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Like, she basically says, like, you could tell she wanted to throw him under the bus. She basically says she's so sick of getting blinds about Kyle. Okay. So clearly she's getting, you know, lots of blinds about Kyle, I guess. It's just, to me, that's like wild, but she's sick of getting blinds about him. You know, she's like, stop doing things that are inappropriate. Stop, you know, acting in ways in bars that fans are going to have to like, or fans are going to look at and think a certain way about, or that people might feel like uncomfortable. It's like, basically she's like, you know, kind of lecturing him through the process. And she says like, get your shit together. So he's cheating, right? Like, I don't understand. What else could that mean? Because why? So you're doing inappropriate things, okay? Even if it's not a full-on like affair or something, you're doing fucked up things or things that are inappropriate in places where people are seeing it and people are trying to send it to Dumois and it's not getting posted. So that was the other big thing. So then in the comments on this post, and this is where things were going kind of wild, you know, and again, this post has 232 comments. So that's a lot for an Instagram post, you know, for this account. I did comment on it and I just said, this just all makes me think it's definitely true. Like, I don't know what else to say, right? And there was one person who replied to me, basically saying, oh yeah, now we all know that Kyle specifically spins things in the media. I remember last year's reunion when Carl stated that Kyle did this and everyone else was like, no, he doesn't. And that only Lindsay does that. Yeah, exactly. Of course, they all do this. OK, I'm not like living in this fantasy land where it's like only one or two people. They all do this, I think. So anyways, all this came out and Dumois was like all up in the comments. Right. This guy was like, you know, Jimmy C86 said, what's the point of being a gossip account if you're going to be selective about the gossip you post? And then Dumois said, sorry, I have to find her reply because there's like a gajillion replies. Sorry, I should have done this before. Because I'm human and Amanda has been a supporter of the brand, it's called being nice. Okay. So I was kind of like, how is she a supporter of the brand? Because again, she blocked me, so I don't really know. But somebody pointed out that like she wore a Dumois shirt on Summer House at one point, I think, or some at some public thing. So yeah, this is why I don't fully trust like gossip sites like this, you know, because you just, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. And you have to remember, and like I've talked about this before, you know, people do start to like get insider information from like certain people in like the Bravo world or other worlds that, you know, could be like, they could be twisting it the way that they want to twist it. Or on the other side, they might protect someone because they like them, or exactly like this, right? Like, I'm not going to debate for an hour about whether this is wrong or not. I get it. I do get why, you know, if Amanda's been nice to her, maybe they message, maybe she's been a supporter of the brand. Like, I can understand why, you know, she would get a DM and maybe just ignore it. Like, I don't think that's a good thing necessarily, but I also don't think it's like you're evil. Anyways. And then, so Dumois also said, if you don't think every single media outlet on earth, including Bravo fan accounts, have favoritism towards certain celebrities and reality stars, then you're very naive. It's part of being a human being. We aren't robots. You know, we have reported on it. Haven't you listened to the clip? Like all this stuff. So, okay. So she was like, Dumois was like big time, like arguing with people in the comments. You can go read more if you want. But, and like, yeah, you know, she does have a point. Like it is, you know, it's her site or it's her Instagram. It's her like business, or, you know, she can post what she wants, whatever. You know, I think maybe what people get mad about is like, maybe be transparent. Like, I might get stories about people and I might not post them because I like them, right? So I think a lot of people just didn't realize that. You know, I think maybe a lot, like some of us, like myself, like would assume that just because I just know that happens with a lot of content creators. They might have like certain people that they like, so they'll like, you know, do favors for them, or they'll like, you know, whatever, that stuff like that does happen, right? But I think just a lot of people assume like if Dumois gets a blind and it's reliable, she's posting it. I think a lot of people assume that. So maybe it was just a little bit of like a wake up for people. Now, again, whether you agree with it or not is a matter of opinion. I do think that the part of it that's annoying is that it has allowed Kyle to get away with something for a long time. And it's also kind of supported him maybe in like sitting on his high horse and judging others. Meanwhile, he is having relationships with certain media and, you know, skewing things in a way to, you know, keep things clean for himself. That's, you know, I don't know what else to say, because that's clearly what's happening, right? So I don't know. To me, I'm just going to say, in my opinion, I think Kyle has cheated. I think probably many times. I'm just going to say it. Okay. That's what I think. Okay. And again, anyone can disagree. That's fine. But, you know, based on the evidence, the way that Dumois is talking in this podcast, it's just, you know, if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Oh, and there's one more thing about this story. I almost forgot. I thought I was wrapping it up. So Leva sent Face Reality 16 a DM. I mean, I shouldn't call it a DM. It's an essay. It's so long. I'm not going to read it, but it very much sounds like Kyle. Like just the tone, the way that it's written, the word choice, just everything is, it's very Kyle. So, and it's basically, the gist of it is like, Leva's like, I was there. I saw it. Then none of this happened, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, on top of that, this girl, you know, she's a friend of ours. She wants to remain anonymous. She's not in the reality TV world. But then today I saw something where somebody was saying that she has been identified as someone who was like a side-ish character on, I don't know, it was either Southern Charm. I think it was Southern Charm, and that she maybe even like had a thing with Austin. So then people are like, well, why did Leva say she's not in the reality TV world? Like, why would she lie about like a detail like that? So yeah, nothing, everything is suspicious. Everything's fishy. Everything's adding up, right? So yeah, this long ass DM gets sent. And then, you know, she also sends it to Queens of Bravo, who posted it as well. And, you know, it's like spread around to news outlets, etc. And then Leva blocked Face Reality 16. So I guess that's it. Okay. So that's it for that. So to me, this is a continuing story. By the way, there's one last thing. You know, the people who are saying, oh, they're trying to drum up interest in the next season. The next season is not for a year. So, I mean, they would have to really maintain this momentum, and people are already caring less like this week than they were last week, because that's how it is. The news moves quickly. The gossip moves quickly. New things come out. People forget about things. People will hate someone one season, and by the next season, they could be like funny for two episodes and people love them again. Like, it's, you know, like, the, I don't think the timing doesn't make sense with that theory to me. Like, they just finished a season. I mean, this would make sense if it was like 2 months leading up to the new season, but it's not. It's a year, like a full, they haven't even started filming, although they do soon. So, you know, I'm Summer House is in its Renaissance era. Okay. That's all I can say. I mean, knowing Kyle and Amanda, it's going to be like one episode of her being like, you embarrassed me, Kyle. And then him being like, I'm sorry. And then that'll be it. Okay. Okay. So next story is Kenya Moore. We have an update. So this whole Kenya Moore thing, you know, if you listened to last week's episode, I don't know what the hell to think about this. I was like, is this true? Is it not? It doesn't make sense. I can hear people in the background being like, that's a penis. So it was just like, what is happening? Now, she's been suspended from filming Real Housewives of RHOA. Did I say Real Housewives of RHOA? Sorry, Real Housewives of Atlanta indefinitely. Which is like, wow. So that came out. It was, you know, all over social media this week. And then Kenya put out, it was a tweet or whatever. And she was like, I'm going to be going live on Instagram at 6 o'clock. Like, you know, come on in, whatever. So I was there, you know, like a good content creator, ready to, you know, get the gossip for all of you. And my followers. So I went into the live and she gets on and she's like, well, I'll spill the tea when I get to 100K. And I was like, you're not getting to 100K. Like, that's crazy. That's just like, with the amount of followers that she has, she's like, when you get people coming on a live or even watching your stories, like, you get like 1% or like 1-3% of the people who follow you will actually like watch stories, and even less will attend a live. Like, that's just how it works statistically. Like, I have 75,000 followers and I get maybe like the most I'll get who will look at like Instagram stories is like 8-10K. And that's like when there's like, you know, maybe like a hot gossip or stuff going on, like this whole Kyle thing, right? But a lot of times I'll just get like 3,000 or 4,000, and that's normal, you know? So it's like, okay, I'm not sure why Kenya thought she was going to get that many. At first I'm like, does she mean, like, is that maybe she's misspeaking? I don't know. So we went in and it ended up going up to like 11K, I think was like the top amount. And she's like, okay, well, we're waiting for more people to join. Let me give you a tour of the spa. It was really annoying. Everybody was like, can you just tell us, are you suspended or not? What happened? Was there revenge porn? Like, just tell us what is going on. And she kept dragging it on and on and on. And it was very obnoxious. She gave a tour of the spa. She talked a lot about how she's having trouble getting asses in the seats, basically, and the business is not going well, and she has all these people trying to sabotage it, which, you know, I was thinking maybe that's like a hint that Britt, the new girl, you know, might have like talked shit about her business on the show or something like that, which I could see that, because, you know, it all kind of lines up, right? Britt talks shit about Kenya Moore hair care. Kenya throws it back at her by saying that she's not, you know, she's not really in insurance. She's actually like, you know, some scammer, you know, who has like an escort business on the side or something like that, which based on the pictures I've seen, that seems like that's what it is. Okay. Now, also, it is true. Okay. She is suspended. She did make a comment in the live saying like, you know, oh, I'm not going anywhere. So I think maybe that was her way of saying like, she's not going to be fired, but it seems like she is suspended. That's been confirmed. I don't know how long for. And then, you know, there's a lot of mixed reactions to that. Like a lot of people are like, well, she deserves to be suspended. A lot of people are like, you know, I can't make a decision until I know what she actually did. Like, we need more context. What did she actually show? Was it real revenge porn? Was it something else? Whatever. A lot of people are mad and feel like they always use Kenya to make an example, that there's some like racist undertones here because they're like punishing Kenya. But then you have like white men who've done that. Like, you know, they talked about like Whitney showing like a naked picture of Taylor to his mom on Southern Charm, you know, Tom Sandoval with Rachel's video. And again, there are nuances here, right? Like he, you know, Tom Sandoval recorded that for himself, right? And then Ariana happened to find it, and that wasn't during filming. So, you know, and some people are saying, well, this was like a stunt for the show. But then on the other hand, if it's not really revenge porn, does that kind of cancel it out a little bit? Because I saw it. Okay. So, you know, spoiler alert, long story short, I did see it. I saw it on Twitter. Because if you don't know, Elon Musk's Twitter is like, it's just porn everywhere. Like there's no, it's so different from like Instagram, you know, where like when I put up tweets that have swearing in them, I'll like edit them to like take one letter out so I don't get my account disabled or something by Instagram for like you're putting out rude content or whatever. Like it's so much more, what's it called? I don't know. It's controlled and censored a lot more. And Elon Musk has made X like just, it's like the Wild West. Like, honestly, like I see like naked stuff and not on purpose. Trust me. That's not what I'm on Twitter for. But it, once in a while, something comes across my feed. I'm like, oh my God. So that picture came across my feed. I'm going to be just straight up. It's not revenge porn. If the picture I saw is real, which it does, I'm going to be honest, it looks pretty legit, unless somebody, it could have been somebody could have like made it with Photoshop, I guess. And like, this is what Kenya did, but it does look pretty real. But what I saw, again, I don't know. Again, I'm just saying this for the record. I don't know 100% that that's a real picture from the event. It looks like it is. So it looks like Kenya standing in front of a screen. Okay. There's a picture of Britt, and it's like, it looks like an Instagram profile picture. It's just like a pretty headshot, you know? And her face is there. And then there's like a photoshopped penis to the right of her head. Like she's not doing anything. It's, you know, it's clearly, you can clearly tell it's like it got copy and pasted like next. It's kind of like next to her face. Like it's not even touching her face in the picture. It's like, I don't think it was. If it was, maybe just a little bit, but I can't believe I'm even talking about this right now. But it's just like next to her face. And it's so obviously fake. You know what I mean? Not that the penis is fake. I'm pretty sure it looks like they just Googled like big penis and like put it there, honestly. So it looks like they Googled it and then they just Photoshopped it and they put them together on like a white slide. Like that's what it looks like. So it's not like, you know, they made an AI picture of her, you know, going down on some guy or it's not nothing like that. Okay. And it's certainly not like you can tell it's not like legit, like anything real, like legitimate revenge porn. Is it still wrong? Yes. Is it still tasteless? Yeah, big time. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. Cause it's like, you know, they obviously chose like a, you know, anyways, when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, like this is a lot. Like I was kind of surprised that Kenya pulled like such a tacky stunt. And like, I think what it really speaks to is kind of like, well, it's 2024. Like, are we doing the like kind of slut shamey kind of stuff still? Like, I don't know. That's just like a bit passe for me. Like, I don't know if Kenya just like, oh, let me pull this big stunt. It'll save the show and RHOA can come back with a bang. But I think it backfired big time. If, you know, again, do I think she should be suspended indefinitely? It's hard to say. It's hard to say because, you know, I do think there are people who have done worse things on, like, on the actual show, not just between seasons or whatever, and did not get suspended. So it does seem a little bit like, okay, what are we doing here, Bravo? Like, it's either... It's kind of like shit or get off the pot. Like, either have a consistent standards and rules that you live by, no exceptions for anybody, or it's a free for all. And you all, Bravo, whatever, production companies have to deal with whatever backlash comes your way and legal issues come your way. Done. Like, they need to make a decision because they're all over the place. So, you know, because then now even next week on Jersey, we have another incident of violence. It's certainly not the first one on New Jersey. I don't know if Danielle got suspended or not. I have to look back into that because maybe she did. I don't remember. Shoot. Sorry. I wish I remembered right now. But either way, you know, there's a lot of people would argue that violence is worse than like a picture of a penis like superimposed on a white background with someone's head next to it. Not touching it, but next to it. Like, I don't know. It just depends on who you ask. But, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's Kenya. Screw her. Because she's got a lot of people who don't like her. I mean, I've always enjoyed her on the show. You know, I'm a fan of her as a housewife. I think she's a great housewife. I'm disappointed that she thought this was a good idea. I feel like she didn't think it through. And I'm disappointed that she did this. Like, I do think it's just really tacky. And just, again, like, slut-shamey. Like, I don't love that. Anyways, so, but that being said, I don't think she should be fired. I'm just going to say it. I guess a suspension is appropriate. I don't know how long it needs to be. I don't know. And again, I need more context. Like, it's hard to even have an opinion because I've seen this picture. I don't know if it's real. Maybe there was worse. Like, maybe she did more. I don't know. So yeah, I'm going to have to, like, I'm going to need more information. I'm assuming we're going to get it when this season comes out. One thing I will say, though, is that in that live, all of her co-stars were in the live. So there was some news floating around that they were not allowed to contact her or whatever. So they were all in there and they all seemed like they were like Team Kenya. So yeah. So we'll take that for what it is for now. Anyways, so that's it for the Atlanta news. I mean, not that that's it, because that's like a big thing, but yeah. Oh yeah, and the other thing I was going to add to that is that Kenya did post about like why she's getting more punished than like Tom Sandoval. Now, again, it's easy to kind of find the fallacy in that argument since his was like not part of the show. However, somebody did put up a message about what happened with Danielle Staub. Okay. So at Perfect Housewife 3 on Twitter said, Kenya suspended. Okay. But that violent meatball over in Jersey has spent 11 seasons verbally abusing Teresa with some of the most vile language, verbally attacking women at BravoCon. And what he said about Danielle Staub on camera that aired was sick. And then Danielle Staub responded and said, yes, what they all said was disgusting. They regurgitated things I had already gone through for the sole purpose of humiliation, using something that was made in private well before fame. It was taken and released without my consent. This is revenge porn and it's illegal. So what they're talking about is there's one episode where there's like a poker night or something and Joe Gorga pulls up Danielle Staub's sex tape, which I guess had gotten like put out on the internet somehow by, I don't know how, but it was obviously put out against her consent, as she says, but like, you know, he's like watching it on his phone with all the guys there, and they're all like laughing and like saying things about it and giving details. And she's right. That is fucked up. Again, does that mean that Kenya should not be suspended? Not necessarily. Does it mean that maybe Joe Gorga should also be or should be fired? Yeah, maybe it does. I don't know. A couple other little news things. There's not a lot of other big stories, but just a couple other little things that I did want to cover is that PK of Dorit and PK posted that he has been sober for 6 months, 186 days, 4,453 hours. Okay. And he said, on Father's Day, the greatest gift I can give my kids is to remain sober, grateful, and proud. So yeah, good for him. Listen, I don't always like PK. I think PK can be very problematic in a lot of ways and doesn't seem like he was the best husband, but good for him for doing that, because that's a hard thing to do. And, you know, I think it's something that probably contributed to his issues with Dorit. I mean, it seems like there's a part of me that wonders if, like, he doesn't want to say it, but if gambling was one of his addiction issues, because to me, that was always an issue for PK. And it, like, those gambling debts, I think it all connected back to like the robbery, all of that. And, you know, a lot of times when people have substance addictions or any type of addiction, it can transfer to another kind. And, you know, a lot of times people do have more than one thing that they're struggling with. So for sure. The other things going on this week is that Ariana has started her hosting gig on Love Island. I do not watch Love Island, so I can't really comment. But what I am going to say is that I am living for all her outfits and looks, and I think she is on fire. And I'm obsessed. Like, I sometimes just watch her little entrances with her looks on Instagram, like, over and over again. I'm like, I really am crushing on her right now. So there's that. Listen, it's like she just had the best, you know, breakup glow up ever, right? And it's not just the breakup. It's like she's got like that, like, you know, that je ne sais quoi. Like, you know, she's got something about her that's just, oh, there you go, something. But I didn't even do that on purpose. She's just got something. She's got that like it factor, you know? Because if she didn't, she, you know, she could have like done Dancing with the Stars and got a couple other things and it would have fizzled. But she's got something. That's why she's still going over a year later. You know what I mean? Okay, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah. A little piece of Jersey news. So Marge was on Two Teas in a Pod and said that she is not happy with her edit this season on New Jersey and that they're just showing her talking about Teresa. And she's not happy about that because it looks like, you know, she just talks about Teresa nonstop all day. I do have one suggestion for her, which is that you could like talk about Teresa less and then there won't be as much footage. Just a suggestion, okay? Just saying. Because this whole like icing her out thing that they're trying to do, like, it's not going that well, guys. The icing requires, you know, not just when you're with her, also when you're not with her, you gotta ice. Okay. You gotta just talk about your own stuff here. And, you know, not make her the topic of conversation, because of course they're going to use that, because that's drama and that's what they're looking for. The other thing I wanted to talk about is that, just a little Valley news. So basically Sheena was on a podcast, as she seems to, I don't know, she lives on podcasts apparently. And basically she made a comment that about Danny and Nia. Okay. So this is, I guess, Valley news, right? We all love Danny and Nia. They are the, like, maybe the couple that fought the least and seemed the most normal. You know, Nia's like the former Miss America, etc. I think it was America. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, so basically what she said is that, you know, there was more of like his drinking that we didn't see on the show, and that if his drinking got out, we would look at him differently. Like, she alluded that he's got like skeletons in his closet, basically. And yeah, so I didn't like this. Okay. I mean, listen, I don't generally like anything that Sheena says because she's just always wrong, or often wrong, not always, but often. But it's kind of like, listen, if you're implying that he has a drinking problem or that he's an alcoholic, I don't like this comment at all. Like, if that wouldn't make me dislike him personally, and it would not make me think of him differently, okay, Sheena? Because I don't look at somebody with an addiction and think that they're a bad person. Maybe Sheena does and still feels that way. And maybe she's learned nothing from when she was married to Shay. Shay was not innocent, okay? Like, Shay, I think, cheated on her. He stole money from her. Like, he's not some innocent angel. However, Sheena did kind of show in that season that she just really didn't know anything about addiction. So I kind of hoped, though, that from that experience, she would have learned at least a little bit more about it and kind of acknowledged that, like, because someone is an addict, that doesn't necessarily mean they're like a bad person. Maybe Shay was, but again, it's goes on an individual basis. And yes, addiction can make people do fucked up things that they wouldn't normally do. But like, I just don't like her implication that, like, oh, he might have a drinking problem, and if we saw him drunk more, we'd all be like, maybe some, okay, probably a lot of people would. But I just think this implication that he's like, you know, not as good of a guy as we think he is. He could still be a good, great, nice guy who also has an addiction, which is what mental illness is. Right. And he's probably not a perfect guy because nobody is. He's probably just a regular guy who's maybe a good father and husband, but also has a drinking issue. Again, I don't know. Or he doesn't have a drinking issue at all. He's just obnoxious when he gets drunk. So that could be the other thing she's trying to say, which, if that's what you're trying to say, just say it. Can we stop doing these implications like how Kyle did with Sutton last season of like, this person may have an addiction and da da da, and trying to make it into like a storyline or trying to use it because you see that someone is the audience's favorite and you're jealous. So you try to poke and make it out like they're an alcoholic and you think that'll, you know, be their fall from grace. Like, I maintain this through all of Beverly Hills. I'm like, if Sutton is an alcoholic, like, that doesn't make me like her any less. It doesn't. Would I maybe be like, okay, she's been hiding this from people? Yeah, but would I understand why? Of course I would. There's so much stigma and shame around it. But like, again, it doesn't make her a bad person. She might, again, she could be a bad person for other reasons. I don't know. I don't know Sutton personally, but right. And this is my issue with Sheena always. She's just always like, she talks too much and she needs to stop, because the more she talks, the more she puts her foot in her mouth and the more she has to come back and apologize for things more. Right. That's all she does nonstop. Okay, everyone, I do have to wrap up, but I want to say something. You all need to watch Real Housewives of Dubai, because this season is really good. I've watched the first two episodes. I have enjoyed both of them thoroughly. They're really good. And I'm not just saying that. I really, like, I did not love the first season. Like, to me, the first season had like a pretty good start, but it wasn't like amazing, but it was pretty good. And then it just fell off and it kind of, I don't know, it just kind of fizzled out. And it wasn't great by the end. By the end, I was checked out. I was bored, whatever. This season, just the dynamics are good. There's some friendship stuff shifting. There's kind of like, you know, a solid partnership that looks like it's going to be breaking down. There's like new friendships blooming. There's a new girl who's really fun. So I highly recommend, because we're in a little bit of a Housewives drought. You know, we have New Jersey, but New Jersey's like, wah. But yeah, it's on Tuesdays. Listen, if you want to catch up, all you got to do is watch one season. And I don't even think you need to. Like, you could jump right in with season two and be fine. Just watch like a Reels clip of like the highlights from season one. But I do recommend it. I really am enjoying it. I'm going to do Twitter roundups, all that stuff. Okay, everyone, you are now in the know for everything Bravo. and can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Your support really means everything to me, and this show wouldn't be possible without you, the listeners. So please, if you enjoy the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. For more, you can join my Patreon, patreon.com/BravoAndBotox. And for $5 a month, you'll get 4 extra podcast episodes a month. You'll also get early releases of Bravo Paper episodes and more. Please also subscribe to my YouTube channel at The Bravo Papers and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Bravo and Botox, and at The Bravo Papers. If you'd like to buy me a coffee, you can at buymeacoffee.com/BravoAndBotox. You know, send your love through some much needed caffeine. And any guest that was on today's episode will be in the show notes, all their social media and contact information. So thank you so much, everyone. Keep overanalyzing Bravo.